In the days of communist rule, people in what was then Czechoslovakia left the countryside in droves. Communist governments supported the growth of towns and cities, and Czechs sought work in heavy industries. Since the mid-1990s, the migration has reversed. Pollution, stress, and the lack of affordable housing are the main reasons behind the shift. Some Czechs are leaving the cities in pursuit of an idyllic country life. Katarina Zakovalova tells the story of some of these newly rural folk.
Milking their cow and goats is a daily routine for Radek Kozel and his wife Daniela. The two are city-born and bred, but for 3 years they've had a new home, a village 30 miles southeast of Prague, the Czech capital.
I guess we wanted to get closer to nature and live in peace, and mainly to be together as a family.
Tired of the city stress, the Kozels exchanged their urban professions for menial work. Kozel, who is 37, has worked as an engineer, and 33-year-old Daniela as a high school teacher. They moved their family of five, which grows to six in January, into a ruined farmhouse. They say they came here to revive a lifestyle of the past. Daniela is making goat cheese. She doesn't wear makeup, and her strong hands show no signs of manicure. Daniela works in a kitchen furnished with a rough wood table, a faux cupboard and a green tile stove. Farming is what she and her husband are trying to do for a living. In a good month, Kozels make $300, half of an average Czech salary. But the couple says they don't miss the city income and comfort. 30 miles east, actor Tomáš Hanák is painting his carpentry workshop. Unshaven for weeks, he wears shabby corduroy pants and a worn flannel shirt. He smokes cheap cigarettes when he takes a break. 46-year-old Hanák is a city escapee of 7 years. Ironically, he also played one in a Czech film. His part as software engineer heads to the country for a weekend. He ends up staying for months. In the movie, Hanák was able to dispose of city irritancy by throwing a cell phone into a pond. In real life, the majority of escapees have a hard time cutting city ties. Like Hanák, many have to retain their city-based jobs and technology.
I did not want internet, I did not want email, I did not want a cell phone here, but over time it was clear that I must have it.
Journalist Tomáš Feštek has been following the migration of Czechs from city to country for a decade.
I really think that these people are leaving because they're looking for the idyllic countryside, until they find out that it does not exist.
Historian Jiří Rak says the notion of countryside idyllic life, one where villagers help each other, live in harmony with nature, and maintain four crafts, is a myth deeply rooted in Czech history, stemming from the time of the Austrian Empire.
The myth of the Czech village comes from the first half of the 19th century, from the time of the National Revival, when the first generation of Czech patriots felt that the nation must be revived. So they had an idea that cities are Germanized, and that the healthy nucleus of the Czech nation lives in the countryside.
But the reality, then as now, was far from ideal. The patriots found that life was harsh and the locals were difficult to connect with. Journalist Tomáš Feštek says there's some truth to the old saying that you can take the man out of the city, but you can't take the city out of the man. For NPR News, I'm Katarína Zachovalová in Czech countryside.